open the public hearing on presentation of the budget. And I'll ask Deputy Mayor Gaetano Forte to present the budget to the public.
I'll go out there.
Yep.
So there is a copy of the budget, line by line, available. I think you've got it. Oh, actually, you have it.
He has that, but the other one's up there too.
So if you're interested in that, John, you're certainly welcome to it. Okay. So we will, as been the tradition for the last decade or so, we'll give a summary presentation of the budget that's proposed to be considered tonight. In this presentation, we'll go over a few of the highlights of the budget, how it was prepared, summary of the tax rates and how they affect different the people living in the town of Scodax versus people living in the town of Nassau. And then we'll go over some of the trends in the different funds, the general fund and the water fund. So we're on slide 3 or page 3. So just some highlights. To the extent that we are able to this year, we are trying to continue to invest in the employees. So all of the hourly employees received a pay increase, or was proposed to receive a pay increase of 2%. Folks like the trustees and the folks who work on contracts, which is the village attorney and the village treasurer, they didn't receive any increase. You know, as people know, it's very difficult to retain people these days, so this is, we're hoping that this encourages folks, the good folks we have working at the village to stay and work for us. The second highlight is we are going to continue to implement the recommendations from the comptroller's office when in the audit of our finances in 2018, such as things like appropriate funds in unrestricted fund balance. They suggested that we had too much money in those funds, so over time we've been spending those on projects that the village needs, and we're going to continue to do that. I think we're almost to the point where we're at the appropriate amount. We also are engaging in more realistic budgeting, looking at trends and costs and trying to anticipate so that we aren't budgeting too high for things that we don't need to and getting surprised by things that cost more than we expect. So we're trying to do that a little bit better now. And finally, we are practicing fiscal stewardship by proposing a budget that lies within the state mandated tax cap of 2% or whatever this year's 2%. Okay, so those are the highlights. How the budget was put together. It was put together a little bit differently this year, I would say. This time the budget officers, also Mayor Valenti, took the first stab at creating a budget. I did that in probably in January or February. And then in March we started budget workshops. Mayor presented the budget he had worked on and we went over it line by line, all the trustees who attended the workshops. We did one of those on March 1st, and we did a second one on March 8th. We reconciled everybody's opinions and got information that helped us put this proposed budget together. By March 12th, the proposed budget was finalized, and Missy put it on the web soon after that. And tonight, we're doing a hearing right now, and we will consider voting on the budget later in the evening. Okay, so next page there, page 5, the summary of the budget. So we are proposing in the general fund to expenditures of appropriations of $747,660. We are anticipating a revenue of $284,001. We are also appropriating $98,659 from the fund balance. And the remainder is to be raised by tax, that is, by taxes, that is $365,000. In the water fund, we are proposing appropriations of $267,260. We are estimating the revenue at $267,260. And no money to be raised by tax, it's all water fees, and no money to be spent out of the unexpended fund balance for the water fund. So on an equalized basis, that's a tax rate of $4.72 per $1,000 of equalized property value. So that's the summary, the gross summary. The next page shows the split of the tax between the two municipalities that make up the village. On the top here it says that the town of Nassau, the property in the town of Nassau makes up about 91.72% of the taxable value of the village as a whole. The town of Skodak's properties in the village are about the remainder, so it's 8.28%. We take that that split between the two taxable property values, apply that to $365,000, and you can see that properties in the town of Nassau contribute the $334,778 of the tax, and town of Skodak contributes $30,222. And then you can see the unequalized, the gross taxable tax rates, and in town of Nassau, it's the properties in the village of Nassau that reside in the town of Nassau, $7.62 per thousand of gross taxable value. And Skodak is 598. Really, the difference there is the equalization rates. But in any case, that's the breakdown. If anyone has any questions, I can answer those. So now we'll move on to looking at the revenue and expenditures in the proposed budget by fund and by different parts of components of the funds. So we'll start with the general fund and revenue. So this is money that's coming into the village for expenditures. So again, the total is $649,001. You can see that the most of that's coming from property taxes and other tax items. In this case, those are things like penalties on people who don't, people don't pay their taxes on time, things like that. And for folks who don't pay their water bills and they get levied onto the taxes eventually. So we have those. We also have non-property tax that comes in, and those are things like sales tax and other sorts of fees. And you can see that this year we're estimating that to be a little higher because one, we've seen it, you know, we've seen the tax revenue go up and the distributions we get from the county, and we're anticipating it's going to continue to go up. It's one of the, what we call, silver lining to inflation, is that people are spending more, so sales tax is coming up. Departmental revenue, those are things like fees for building permits and all that sort of stuff. I anticipate about $120,000 from those, the same as last year. And then we have funding from the state at about $55,000. That's been pretty similar to the last few years. So those are the components of the revenue for the year. And on the next page, you can see, so those are the values. On the next page, what we show is how those different components, the proportion of the budget that it, of the revenue that it makes up. And what we can see is that as a percentage of the revenue, taxes are going down, property taxes are going down, and the non-property tax revenue is going up. Again, that a lot of that from the sales tax that we've seen in the last few years. Otherwise, everything else is pretty flat. Okay, on expenditure. So this table shows over the last 5 years, different components of the budget broken down by different aspects of the expenditure. So we have about 10 different categories. You have things, legislative and executive. Those are the expenses that the board, from board's expenses, the things like the attorney fees and things like that. Those make up that portion. You have administration and finance. That's the treasurer, the clerk's office, and aspects like that. Central and shared services. Those are things that this building, and heating it, keeping it maintained. Public works. That's the highway department in this case. Public safety is the police department. Animal control. Planning and zoning is the building inspector, planning board, the zoning board, and all the costs associated with those. Judicial is the court, the judge, the court clerk, the court officer. Other services are things like, help me out, Bob. quite frankly, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
I think they're like beautification committee, celebrations, youth committee, okay, playgrounds, that kind of stuff.
So the other sorts of services that the village provides, the costs associated with those. And employee benefits are health insurance, there's Medicare costs in there, there's the cost for unemployment, workman's comp, things like that. So all told, that's proposed at $747,660. And if I comment on any of these, there really weren't many changes here, except as I said, we increased the hourly employees across the board 2%. Otherwise, I think these expenditures are pretty flat. And we also, for the health insurance, we anticipated increases in that, so that's...
We had quotes, too. We had quotes for that.
Right. Right, we know that they're going to increase. Okay, and so the next two pages show a similar thing as we did with the revenue. It shows where the, as a proportion, how these things have changed over time. I mean, most have been pretty flat. You can see it. Public safety went up for a while, and it's sort of maintained a level for the last few years. So we're not making, honestly, there doesn't seem to be many different investments or different kinds of expenses. It's just that as time goes on, expenses have gone up a little bit, but as a proportion, we're doing the same sorts of things. So it's really the cost of doing business that's increased. So, that's the general fund, the water fund. We have probably a little bit more to talk about there. So at our last board meeting, we voted to increase the water rates. We did that because the revenue, we recognized the revenue hasn't been covering the costs, and we've been spending fund balance, the water fund balance, to cover those costs. And we're running out of that now. So we're at a point where we have to increase the rates in order to maintain the system. So we did that. As a result, we're anticipating about $20,000 additional dollars in revenue this year. So that's $267,260. In terms of the expenditures, they're the same as the revenue at $267,260. Again, this next page gives you the breakdown by different kinds of expenditures in the water fund between administration, so that's part of the clerk's office and treasurer's office, and you know, pays for the sending out of the bills and keeping track of all those things. Operations is, you know, the water department, all the work that they do associated with their work is those costs. We have employee benefits, which is, again, could have drawn from those personnel expenses associated with the water fund. We have a small contingency that helps us deal with relatively small emergencies, as it's only pegged at $12,000. And then there's a portion of the expenditures associated with the current bond that we have, we're paying back, so the debt service. So that's a significant amount, $77,000 this year. And we can see on the next page is the chart. Again, no big changes in where the expenditures are going. It's that everything's just going up. So again, that's the budget that we have proposed. And
any comments on the budget proposal? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing on the budget presentation.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Charlie.
Yep.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried.